Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for March the 26th, 2018. In today's news, EHC Global has won a safety award and named a general manager for Spain and Portugal. An agency has been set up in Shanghai to facilitate installation of elevators in older residential buildings. The Elevator World photo contest deadline is approaching. And a new in-depth analysis of the global elevator door market is now available.
EHC Global has won a safety award and hired a general manager for its Spain and Portugal operations. A program of the Ontario Technical Standards and Safety Authority, or TSSA, the 2017 Impact Safety Award, recognizes organizations that have made significant contributions to safety that go above and beyond regulatory compliance. TSSA Director of Elevating and Amusement Devices, Roger Neat, said products such as EHC's NT SafeRail handrail, quote, fit nicely with TSSA's own efforts in addressing safety on escalators, end quote. EHC was featured in TSSA's 2019 annual report and featured in a YouTube video produced by TSSA. EHC also recently announced Miguel Chias Gonzalez Blanche as General Manager of EHC Spain and Portugal. Based in Seville, Spain, he will report directly to Central Region Managing Director Norman Rosnerski and be responsible for growing EHC's market presence in the Iberian Peninsula. Prior to joining EHC, Chias was Operations Manager of MP Lifts in Seville. He holds degrees in law and economics from the Pablo de Olavide University in Seville.
An agency has been set up in Shanghai to help residents get elevators installed in older buildings, Shine reports. About 220,000 residential buildings in Shanghai lack elevators, and of the 1 million households within these buildings, nearly 40% include people older than 60. The GIGL Elevator Installation Studio was created to streamline approval from a years-long process to about 3 months. The procedure involves receiving approval from separate government authorities and often involves coordination with gas and power providers. The typical 700,000 yuan or $110,570 cost of the installation will be divided among residents according to a formula that charges more to those living on higher floors, but the city will subsidize 40% of the amount. Regulations require that 90% of a building's residents agree to the project before elevators can be installed.
Entries for the 2018 Elevator World Photo Contest are being accepted through April 27, 2018. Both companies and amateur photo enthusiasts are invited to participate. Elevator World judges will first choose up to 20 finalists from each category, including new category, Who Reads EW? Those finalists will then be presented online during May 2018, when readers will vote to decide the best of the best. Winners of each category will receive $250 cash or the equivalent in Elevator World educational products or advertising. Winners and runners-up from each category will be featured in the August issue of Elevator World and highlighted. More information and a link to the entry form are available at ElevatorWorld.com/2018 photo contest.
Northwest Trail has released its Global Elevator Door and Market Report 2017, an in-depth assessment of the business that covers technologies, trends, market drivers, regulations, opportunities, and more. It also offers elevator door investment forecasts covering 2013 through 2023. The report covers the current market size and growth rates based on five-year history data, along with company profiles of key players and manufacturers. Northwest Trail says the 15-chapter report will help monitor future profitability and enable critical decisions for growth. Its focus is on markets and materials, capacities, technologies, and the changing structure of the global elevator door market.
For more industry-related information, visit ElevatorWorld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@ElevatorWorld.com.